Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir.
Did you have any luck with this fellow, John Bartlow Martin, getting him to write anything for the State Department? The former ambassador of the Dominican Republic?
No, I haven't. I've been trying to take a look at this fellow, Robert McClinic, who was formerly ambassador in the Argentine. But I had not understood that you wanted me to make a formal proposal to Martin.
Yeah, I told somebody, and I guess it was George Ball or maybe one of my staff, that didn't get through. That I would say to Martin that we wanted him as a consultant in the State Department.
Oh, I see.
And then every darn thing we could think of that he could write, that he could feed it into us. Now, I hadn't heard on it. I see now where he's doing some interviewing for the library, so Bobby may be ahead of you.
I see. Well, I haven't done
now, the second thing is I want to get Dick Goodwin delegated to do stuff that I had him work on poverty for me, and he needs a good deal of supervision and direction, but he's on your payroll delegated to Peace Corps, and I want him delegated over here.
All right, we can do that.
And if you can find a way to give him $50 raise, I'd like to do it if I have to steal it from my mother-in-law.
Right.
Because I want him to feel that I've done a little something for him, and I want to put him in a hideaway over here.
Right.
And try to get him to get some stuff over there. So if you don't mind, you just call him and tell him at Monday, whenever you get a chance, that the president has talked to you about this, and that he feels very strongly, and most of the men over here make more than he does, and I just hate to see him working less than they do. But I imagine he makes about as high as you can pay somebody, and you may have a serious problem on that. But all of my boys that work like he does make $21,000.
Right. Well,
but I just work him day and night, and the poverty message, and then the foreign aid stuff and things of that kind. I just don't have anybody in here that can do them. He turns them out, and we have to go over them, and we have to get a good deal of stuff out. But poverty and foreign aid and stuff like that have been passable.
Right.
And he's the only one we got. So you just boost him up a little bit and tell him that the president is crazy about what he's done on poverty and other things, and that he wants him assigned there, and we'll put him over here in the EOB.
All right, fine.
Fine, thank you.
Waiting.